You're listening to audio from Bonnet Pond Community Church. For more information, you can find us on Facebook at Bonnet Pond Church. We hope you enjoy.
This is the time of year that you hear a lot of people making New Year's resolutions. I mean, this is the hot topic of every New Year is New Year's resolutions, you know. And I want to ask you, what's your New Year's resolution? Did you make one? What is it? Okay. I actually went on the internet and I looked up the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2019. So if I found it on the internet, then it must be true, right? It must be true. It must be accurate. But so I'm going to start with number one. I'm going to go on down. So listen to the top 10 New Year's resolutions for 2019 is diet or eat healthier. Imagine that, right? Number two, exercise more. Number three, lose weight. Number four, save more, spend less, right? Number five, learn a new skill or hobby. Number six, quit smoking or nicotine. Number seven, read more. Anybody needs to read more, right? Number eight, find another job. That didn't make the list. It's on the internet. It must be true. Okay. Number nine, drink less alcohol. Number 10, spend more time with family and friends. Amen. And so I'm looking at this list and I'm just kind of smiling because, you know, we all kind of go this direction this time of year. All of us kind of do. It's like a new year. It's a new start. And we want to start new things. But according to the internet, again, you know, 60% of people make New Year's resolutions. 60% make New Year's resolutions. So if you made a New Year's resolution, you're part of the 60% that did. But listen to this. Only 8% of the 60 are successful with their New Year's resolutions. Only 8% of the people that make New Year's resolutions are successful. In other words, only 8% of the people that said, I'm going to eat healthier, actually really do. That lose weight, actually do. They're going to drink less alcohol, read more, quit smoking, learn a new skill, save more, spend less. All of that, only 8% of the people that say, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution this year, only 8 of them are actually successful. Wow. Now, I believe that. I mean, because I see a lot of people, hear a lot of people talking about New Year's resolutions, and by the time February rolls around, you ask them, hey, how's the weight loss going? Well, we don't want to talk about it. You know, how's the eating healthier? How's the, you know, the new skill going? Are you reading more? You know, it just doesn't happen. So basically, you know, these people, they didn't walk in too much victory in their lives in these areas last year. So basically what they were saying is that this year I want more victory in my life in these areas, right? So when you say you're going to make a New Year's resolution, you're basically saying I want to walk in victory in this area in my life this year. Well, I got a New Year's resolution for you. How about this? I got a New Year's resolution for everybody in this church. How about we believe God this year? How about we believe God this year? Now, hold on before you start. I'm talking about believing God for 365 days this year. I'm not just talking about a month or a couple days or a couple weeks. I'm talking about how about we believe God for 365 days this year? Now you can give him a hand clap, right? Yes. Amen. I'm telling you, I want to walk in absolute victory every single day of 2019. And I understand the only way I'm ever going to walk in absolute victory this year is if I believe God. Every day, every moment, every breath, every step. Amen. If I'm going to believe God every day, every moment, every step, every breath, guess what? I will walk in absolute victory this year. There's no doubt about it. So let's say today together, let's believe God to the fullest in every area, in every aspect of our lives, the things that we can control and the things that we can't control, the things that are before us and the things that are behind us. Amen? So let's believe God for every area of our life this year. Let's believe Him without reservation. And let's believe Him without hesitation in 2019. That's a good New Year's resolution. So basically we're saying, God, I'm going to believe every single bit of Your Word. Not 90%, 100%. I'm going to believe every promise You got. Every promise You've given me, I'm going to continue. Without hesitation or without reservation, I'm going to continue to believe that. Believe in His power. In other words, God, You can do anything. Ain't nothing stopping You. So if we're going to believe God, we're going to believe God to the fullest. We're going to believe His love. We're going to believe His grace, His amazing grace. We're going to believe in His mercy. We're going to believe in His healing. We're going to believe in His forgiveness in our lives. We're going to believe in total restoration. So I say we believe God this entire year. And I believe when we do that, we'll see a difference, not only in our lives and our church, but everywhere else around it. When a man starts to believe God, things change. I don't want to be part of the 92% that failed last year. I want to be part of the 8 that says, I'm going to believe God no matter what. This is a New Year's resolution that's either life or death this year. Basically, either you're going to believe God or you're not. Because you're going to have to do with every single bit of energy and effort and strength you got it muster up inside of you. That's what it's going to take. 8% are successful at New Year's resolutions. That means if you had 100 people, only 8 of them are going to be successful. Now, I don't know, I haven't counted in here. I'm just going to say maybe you got about 50 in here. I'm being generous this morning. We're missing a few. If we have 50 of us and only 8%, that means 4 out of 50 are going to be successful. What about the other 46? I don't want you to fall into 46 that fail this year and believe in God every single day of this year. Don't want you to be in the 92 percentile. We want you to believe God for everything this year. I want you to believe that nothing's impossible with God. And I want you to walk in absolute victory in who He is this year. I believe that's what God wants us to do. And if we're really going to be the church that God wants us to be, we have to believe Him on every level. Every aspect, we have to believe that. And see, if we're going to believe God for every area of our life, you think about how deep that is. You think about how wide that is, how infinite that is. If we're going to believe Him to such a degree, do you know that it's going to require some work out of you? I mean, you're just not going to sit back in your pew and just say, I believe God. No, it's going to take some effort. It's going to require a little bit of focus. Less distractions. It's going to require some consistency. some consistency in our life and some perseverance. Believing God requires 100% of our participation, full effort, not 90, but 100%. Yet 100% of the work comes from God. How about that? We believe God achieves. How about that one? Somebody ought to tweet that or Facebook that quote right there. Who's in charge of that? Jessica, Brittany, Carrie, Vilma. You're good at that, Vilma. We do the believing. God does the achieving. Amen. So our New Year's resolution is we're going to believe God for 365 days this year. But it's going to require a little bit of effort on our part. We can't be lazy. We're going to have to be able to stand firm in the evil day. You know, because hell doesn't want any of us believing God to the fullest. Hell quakes. Hell trembles at the thought of one believer actually believing God to the fullest. Could you imagine if we had a whole church that believed God to the fullest? Could you imagine what this church would be capable of? Believing God for 365 days this year. My God. Mark 9:23 says, nothing's impossible to them that believe. That's not my word. That comes straight out of the book of life. I come out of His word. Nothing is impossible to them that believe. And I believe in all of my heart that it's not a 50% or 90% effort. It's an all day, every day. That's what we used to say, don't we, Katie? All day, every day. Believe in God to the fullest. Our scripture this morning is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 12. And our amazing youth pastor just put it right up here on the board for us. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. If we're going to really and honestly pursue this New Year's resolution individually and corporately, and to believe in God for 365 days a year without hesitation and without reservation in every area, every level, every circumstance in our life, can I tell you, it's going to be a fight. Now, y'all don't shout me down just quick, real quick. Now, y'all bear with me now. It's going to be a fight in order to believe God for 365 days this year on every level and every aspect of our life. And it's going to require work, effort, focus, consistency, and perseverance in our life. It's going to be a fight to believe God in an unbelieving world. That's the fight. Where you live, where you work, your environment, where you go from day to day, who you talk to, who you let into your life. It's a fight to believe God to the fullest every single day of our life. It's a fight, son. It's a struggle. It's a conflict. To be able to believe God every single day of our life in an unbelieving world, in a world that doesn't believe God. You know, people are going to say, you're crazy. You know, people are going to say, he's kind of cuckoo, cuckoo. Yeah, man, that guy, he is a little weird. I mean, because we're going to believe God to the fullest. I mean, people that ain't with us, they're going to look at us like, we're a bunch of crazy folks. But that's okay. I don't mind being, people have been looking at me like I was crazy for years. I don't care, man. That little devil, I know he's been in that truck with me. I've stopped the truck. I've got out. I opened the door and I said, now you get out of here too. I had to kick the devil right out of my truck, brother. You believe that? You imagine what the cars driving by used to say? Well, I wonder what they were saying. I'd like to be in their car wondering what that guy doing. He's shooing something out of his car. I get back in that car. I had just some peace just driving there. Thank God. Whew. Yeah, I got the power to rebuke that enemy. Because guess what? I'm going to believe God for everything he's got for me this year. Amen. But I know it's going to be a fight. And I know it's going to take effort. You know, you're just walking this life and you know that. Because a lot of people don't like to put a lot of effort into things. That's why the 92% fail. 92% of the people fail. It's because, amen, it's because they don't want to put the effort in. We're basically lazy. Our brains are wired. We're hardwired that way. Take the easy route. Take the easy way. But if we just stand firm and we just say, I'm going to believe God. I don't care how dark it gets out there. I'm going to still believe God. I don't care how deep this valley goes. I know God's hand can still reach down there and pull me out. I don't care how far I think I've gone. I know that God can still hear me, right? I know that he still sees me. I know that he still hears me. I know that he's still there. It doesn't matter what people are saying, what people are doing. I'm still going to believe God in an unbelieving world. And it's going to take a fight. Some of you need to get your fight back. Some of you need to get your fight back. You know, I mean, we've been fighting with our neighbors and fighting with our friends and fighting with our family and fighting with people on Facebook. How about we just start fighting that enemy out there and say, I'm going to believe God no matter what. I'm going to stand next to you, Pastor, and I'm going to believe God this year. How about that? That's a New Year's resolution you can stick in your pocket, son. You can take home with you next week. You can take that to school with you tomorrow. You going to school tomorrow? God bless you guys. That's tough growing up, isn't it? We're going to believe God this year to the fullest. In other words, we're going to say, we're going to walk in absolute victory for 365 days this year. Because when you believe God, you please God. And to live a life that pleases God, there's always going to be a fight on your hands. You know that. If I'm going to live a life that pleases God, if this church is going to live a life that pleases God, we're going to be in for a fight. But that's okay. Because I do the believing, God does the achieving. All I got to do and all you got to do is we got to believe. But that's okay. We ought to be okay with all of that. Because when we stand firm in everything that God is. When we stand face to face, toe to toe with that unbelieving world, trying to get us to doubt God, run away from God, hide from God, which is impossible, by the way. I know some of you tried it. You can't hide from God. We stand here saying, I'm going to believe in your promises and your word. I'm going to believe in your power. I'm going to believe in your forgiveness. I'm going to believe in your healing. I'm going to believe in your restoration. I'm going to believe this year you're going to reach my son that's lost, my daughter that's lost, and my grandbaby. And I'm going to believe all for my finances. I'm going to believe all that because I know, God, that you're capable. And I know that you're able. And I know, dear Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. And I'm going to believe that. And I'm going to stand upon that. And that gives me comfort. You know why it gives me comfort? You know why it really, really gives me comfort? Because I know that any man or any church that really believes God, all of hell cannot and will not prevail against that man or that church. All of hell cannot and shall not and will not prevail against a man, a woman, a church that believes God. Cannot. You know what kind of depth that is? You imagine what all of hell is? The gates of hell have been opened up and coming against you, but they shall not prevail against a man that believes God to the fullest. That world's trying to push him off of that straight and narrow, but he says, I'm planted. I'm secure. Amen. I'm not going anywhere. This is my life. I'm not going anywhere. All of hell. I mean A-L-L, all of hell. And everything that hell has to offer can never defeat a man or a church that believes God. We'll stand in absolute victory every single day of our life. And we're going to have to stand this year, individually and corporately together, even though every single thing around us is telling us not to believe God. Has anyone ever been in that circumstance? I mean, have you ever just been in that circumstance where you're saying to yourself, I'm believing God, but everything around you is telling you don't? When everything around you is telling you you're crazy? Do you know that that Red Sea is really not going to split? Do you know that God's not going to raise that one from the dead? God's not going to save that one? He's too far gone. That's the fight that we all have to endure. The Christian life is a fight of faith from the womb to the tomb. And that fight is against, are we going to believe God or we're not? That devil will unleash all fury to get a man to doubt an all-knowing and all-doing and all-merciful God. He'll unleash all of hell to attack that man or attack that woman because he knows the possibilities of a church that stands firm. Even when every single thing is telling them don't believe God. Everything around them saying, you know what, there's no way God's ever going to do this. There's no way God could ever do this. But you know what the thing is, though, is Paul wrote this, fight the good fight of faith. But you know, every man or woman that ever walked on this earth or lived in that Bible and walked with God had to fight the good fight of faith. Do you realize that nobody gets a free pass in this area? Nobody. The pastor's daughter does not get a free pass. Brother Jerry, you get a free pass. Pastor Hicks, you got a free pass. You preached the gospel for a long time, sir. Still carrying it inside of you. Still carrying this gospel. Ain't no free passes, is there? We're all going to fight the good fight of faith. We're all going to do that. We're all going to have to contend and struggle for believing God in an unbelieving world. Well, we're all going to do it. There's nobody special here. We're all going to do it. And every man or woman that ever walked with God in this Bible or on this earth had to do it. I mean, you look at Abraham and Sarah. Hey, I'm going to make your descendants as many as the stars in the sky. Oh, there's just one hitch. You don't have a baby. Noah, you're going to build a big old boat. Because it's going to flood. I know you ain't never built a boat before. And I know you've never seen a flood before. They had to fight the good fight of faith. Moses, stretch your rod over against this sea and it's going to split. You're going to walk across on dry ground. Then when you get across of it, I'm going to shut it back together and all your enemies are going to be dead and gone. You telling me that he didn't fight the good fight of faith? You telling me there wasn't a struggle there? You telling me there wasn't a conflict there? These men and women are just like me and they're just like you. They ain't no different than us. They fighting that good fight of faith. Joshua, I want you to walk through this river that's overflowing its banks, and then when you get over there, I want you to walk around these big old walls, and guess what's going to happen? The walls are going to fall down. You tell me all the hell didn't come against these men? I know they did. I know they did. Elijah, I want you to build an altar. In the midst of a drought, and I want you to take this altar and I want you to soak it down with water. Then I want you to say a prayer, and then fire from heaven's going to come down and destroy that altar and lick up all the water. Everything around him was telling him, God's not going to do that. Everything around him was telling him, God's not going to do it. And Gideon, I want you to take these 300 men and I want you to fight 135,000 men. And by the way, you're going to win. See, if we're not careful, when God starts doing things in our life, we will look at what we can do and we'll forget about what God can do. David, I want you to fight and I want you to kill this 10-foot undefeated giant champion of the Philistines. Mary, guess what? You're getting ready to have a baby. I know that you're a virgin, but you're going to have a baby. All hell come against that girl. Peter, come walk on this water and come to me. I know there's no man in history that's ever been recorded walking on the water, but come on out of that boat and come to me. Disciples, I want you to go out and I want you to heal the sick. I want you to raise the dead. I want you to cleanse the lepers. And I want you to cast out the demons. I know you've never done that. I know you hadn't really seen that done before, but I want you to go do it. Can I tell you again that there's nothing impossible with them that believe? Do you know that these men right here had to believe God 100% and it took a lot of effort in order to do it, to fight hell, to fight the gates of hell, but they always walked on this side of victory. It wasn't easy because here's the thing, the natural man doesn't walk by this faith. And if you try to walk by this type of faith in the natural man, you're going to lose. And you're going to give up. And you're going to be part of the 92%. But if you walk in the Spirit for 365 days this year, and you believe God every day for every provision in your life, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, things that you can control and the things you can't control, you'll walk on this side of victory all year long. Because God's always going to walk in victory. See, because we're never going to experience victory in the midst of our unbelief or our doubt. We're just simply not. So we're going to have to believe God for every area in our life this year. What a New Year's resolution to make firm this year. I know 2018 was a sketchy little year for some of us. Do you think maybe it was because we just didn't, maybe we believed God at 75% and not 100? Do you think maybe part of that struggle, some of that sketchiness was because we didn't really, there was something inside of us that just really didn't believe God's word, God's promise, God's provisions, God's healing, God's restoration, God's direction? Somebody just heard me. God's direction. God's wisdom for their life. Because anytime we go against that, it's going to cause even more conflict in some rough areas in their life. Victory must take place on the inside before it's ever realized on the outside. You know that fighting, that good fight of faith? It's always in here. It's always right in here. It's right here. We win that fight here. We'll walk through that Red Sea. We'll walk on that water. We'll defeat the Midianites. We'll walk in victory. We win here by simply believing God. Now the question is, you going to believe God this year or you're not? I say in this first service that we have of 2019 of Sunday, we did have a Wednesday night, that we believe God today, starting today. That's the great thing about God, is that, you know, you can start over. God does give second chances to people. Don't matter what your life was like yesterday, on Saturday before you walked in here, you can walk out here differently with a new mindset. Amen. Believing God for every area of your life. Believing God for salvation. You know how many people that are out there that say, God just can't, He can't save me. You know what I've done. You know what I've been through. You just have no idea where I come from. You know, I grew up on this side of the railroad tracks. God said, I know exactly where you were born at. I know exactly what you've been through. I know exactly what went through your mind and the desires of your heart. He knows everything, but yet He said, I still want to save you. And I still love you. And I'm still going to give you grace. And I'm still going to overshadow you with my mercy. Healing in your body. Do you realize, God, I've been dealing with this cancer in my body for a year, 2 years. Amen. I ain't healed yet. I'm saying this year, believe God to the full.